It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. Since 1955, Micrometer has supplied a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers. And for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter producers, you can get free shipping for it by just mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. If you have a problem when it comes to measuring the flow there on your irrigation system, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Contact the folks at Micrometer to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by visiting micrometer.com/ag. Let me spell it for you. That's MCCROMETER.com/ag. Micrometer.com/ag. Well, there are a few of you walking among us, especially snowmobilers, who just can't get enough of winter. The place for you this weekend would be somewhere like Fargo, Redwood Falls, Wilmer, Mankato. Widespread snow amounts of 6 inches are forecast there. Some spots in central Minnesota may get a foot of it tomorrow. It'll be a heavy, wet snow, too. There is no death penalty in Illinois. 8 years ago this month, the bill that abolished capital punishment in the state was signed. Former Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner called for the death penalty to be reinstated for the killing of police officers, but it hasn't happened. But the U.S. Attorney's Office in Northern Illinois has authorized first-degree murder charges, something that could allow federal prosecutors to pursue the death penalty after a convicted felon out on parole for the past year shot and killed a police officer yesterday. 35-year-old Sheriff's Deputy Jacob Keltner, a husband and a father of two, was killed in a Rockford, Illinois hotel parking lot. An assistant U.S. attorney said last night the death penalty is a possibility. She said there's a process they'll have to go through before they determine if that will be done. From This Week in Agribusiness, on a couple of Fridays this month, some key ag reports will be released by the USDA. Grain stocks and planting intentions reports will be the big ones. Those will be on the 29th. There's a cattle on feed report and some wheat production numbers that'll be coming out today. In Dixon County, Tennessee, the local folks are recalling fond memories of actor Luke Perry, who died of a stroke earlier this week at the age of 52. About 20 years ago, Luke had a farm and some cattle near Van Leer, Tennessee, about 50 miles west of Nashville. It was during a very hot time in his career. Folks would see Perry often at the Tractor Supply Store, the Burger King, the Texaco Station, the Dixon County Fair. Janet Grimes, who has a restaurant there in Dixon County, Tennessee, said Luke would come in often and would always give her a hug. She said he liked her cornbread. There were times, Janet said, when Luke Perry would just come in and order cornbread. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. Brought to you by the folks at Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.